Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1739, Vance Phillips.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agriculture Residential to a CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 16,150 square feet, more or less, lying in the northwest corner of U.S. Route 13 and Route 24, and being identified more specifically on tax rolls as tax map ID District 332, map 1.08, parcel 39. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down a copy of the tax map just showing the existing site and the commercial C1 and commercial CR1 zones on the opposite three corners of the site. On January 7th of 2013, DelDOT commented that the parcel and three other parcels were considered for a rezoning application to CR1 commercial residential. That the department comments acknowledge that no use has been specified for the land to be rezoned, that they presently cannot predict the site's trip generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful, and that they're willing to postpone a decision on this requirement for a traffic impact study until the subject land has been rezoned and a site plan has been developed for that site. We also found that December 9th of 2013, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments referencing that the site is located in the Western Sussex Laurel growth area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex planning study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, gentlemen. Dean Campbell here on behalf of the applicant. Bar number is 3611.
Okay. Which bar?
whichever one I can get in.
That's good.
Supreme Court of Delaware, sir.
So that means you're a lawyer.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. You didn't mention that.
Thought it was
self-evident.
Self-evident.
Well,
yes.
You know, an attorney told me one time, never assume anything and never answer an unasked question.
That's probably a good advice.
I spent way too much time with lawyers, but that's okay.
Gentlemen, this is an application to rezone this property from AR1 to CR1. This is actually, I believe, an application that would bring it into conformity with the rest of the surrounding areas. This particular property is located at the intersection of U.S. Route 13 and State Route 24 in Laurel. Of course, Route 13 is the major north-south corridor in western Sussex County, and, of course, Route 24 is one of the main east-west corridors of the county. And this sits right on the corner. The other corners, this is on the northwest corner of the intersection. On the southwest corner of the intersection, there is a garage that's been there since I was a child. You can figure out how long that has been. On the southeast corner, this commission recently approved rezoning to a CR1 to accommodate the new Royal Farm store that's coming into that location. On the northeast corner, there is a car sales business there. So all four corners, or all three corners other than this, and this one being the exception for the four, are already zoned as commercial. Even if you start down Route 24 and towards Laurel, Manlove Automotive sits right behind this property, so there's commercial property behind that as well. So this is really an application to bring this into conformity with what is already in place and what's been existing actually in that area for a number of years. In looking at the current land use planning map, this is located within the town center area of that map. And this property is really more suited for commercial, being located at that intersection, than it is for residential. It has been used in the past as a residential rental property, but again, I think it's more suitable for a commercial property.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr.
Mr. Ross recused himself. So.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That's right. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry. In that case, we're going to start with his best friend, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you.
Welcome to Planning and Zoning. I just want to ask you a couple questions. I think your statement was that this lies within the town center on the area map. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
Thank you. And you're pointing out to the commission, which all of us have been and seen the site, that the request is to make it consistent or conformity with the adjacent properties.
That's correct. It'd make it consistent with the, well, at least for the other three corners of that intersection. It would certainly not have an adverse impact on any of those corners. And on its neighbor to the rear, also a business, I don't see where it'd have an adverse impact there either.
So your statement would be that there is no adverse effect or this request for change of zone on surrounding property values.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
And
in fact, I think it would enhance property values in the area.
Any adverse effect on traffic?
Not that we anticipate, no. And of course, it's going to be subject to DLDOT approval down the road anyway, so I would say no.
That was what Mr. Lank read, was that DLDOT wouldn't ask for a traffic impact study until they saw a site plan down the road.
Until they see how it's going to be used, yes.
And just, I'm sure you heard what Mr. Lank said about Central Water and Sewer. This currently is not served by Central Water and Sewer, but it's in an expansion area.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, that's all the questions that I have at this time. Thank you.
Okay, sir. We thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Campbell, on the East 4th Street, approximately how much, what kind of road frontage do you, is there? I'm not quite sure looking at this diagram.
On East 4th?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure either. I know it's fairly narrow area there, but I believe there's enough room there to work with.
Can I answer that question?
Please.
Just as according to the tax map, this site is only approximately 50 foot wide as far as along 4th Street. Then there's additional footage that runs along the site easement between 4th Street and Route 13. So the lot is probably, being it's 38 foot across the angle, is probably about 75 feet wide at the closest point to 4th Street.
Okay.
And the existing house on the property faces 4th Street.
And Mr. Campbell, given if this was rezoned to a CR1, given the size and the configuration of the lot, what kind of projects would you anticipate could be allowed on such a long, narrow plot?
Frankly, I'm almost afraid to answer that because there is no intended use at this point. Again, part of the point of this application is to bring it into conformity with the other corners. I would suggest, however, that there are uses for it. Perhaps a car lot might come to mind, or a car wash, or something of that nature. But again, I'm not speaking for the applicant because there's no intended use.
Right, and I understand that what might be proposed to be built there is not necessarily a land use issue. This is land use issues. Is it appropriate to be rezoned?
I think the argument or the questions about what's going there and whether it's appropriate will probably be the next headache once it is rezoned. Primarily for the site planners, if nothing else.
And has there been any discussion with the adjoining property owners who are, you know, obviously are residential properties versus commercial? Has there been any discussion with those folks about this rezoning?
Well, not that I'm aware of. Of course, I'm not sure if anybody's here to object tonight, but I would note that parcel 38 is residential. Parcel 37, although zoned 37, is a non-conforming use at this point, but it is established business there and has been a business for, I'm not sure how long, I know, going back to my childhood.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
All right, then. Mr. Burton.
Just to follow up on that, so 37 and 36 and 38, to your knowledge, are residentially zoned.
That's my understanding.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay. Even though
they're zoned that way, but they're non-conforming though. They've been commercial forever.
Right. I understand. Thank you. No further questions.
Yeah, just for the record, personally, I grew up in Laurel. Reese Carries, I know, has been there for 50-plus years. Man Level Automotive, I believe, used to be Wharton & Barner. That's been there for probably, again, 50-plus years. So commercial properties to this corner is nothing new.
Mr. Lank?
No question.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1739, Vance Phillips? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1739? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.